people are going to stare at you, it might as well be for the wrong reasons. That's the conclusion that Priscilla Sutton came up to a long time ago. And since then, she's been teaming up with artists and makers of prosthetic limbs to create legs for her that are a visual statement. Priscilla Sutton joins me along with Stuart Crampton from Leading Edge Prosthetics. Hello, Priscilla.
Hi.
When did you start wearing a prosthetic leg?
Legs. So I became an amputee in late, 2005. So I'm in my 13th lucky year now. And it would have been early 2006 that I started wearing a prosthetic.
What did your first one look like?
It was pretty basic. So your first one is always very basic because it's the idea of it is to get you up and walking. It's nothing fancy. You're not going to run on it. And it was just a really basic, boring socket, which is the bit your stump goes into, and a pole. And I swear there was wood involved in the foot. It was really, really basic. Not at all the fashion dream that I had in mind.
No. And it seems so unfair that something that's it needs to be practical, but it doesn't need to be necessarily something you don't like.
Exactly. But what I always say to people who are perhaps new amputees or about to become an amputee through peer support work that I do is that first leg is always going to be pretty basic and not attractive, but there's light at the end of the tunnel and there's a whole future of exciting things you can do with your prosthetics.
How did you start to learn that? When did you start getting a bit more creative with your legs?
Well, initially, because I'd had elective surgery to basically chop off a bone condition that I had a really thin leg, I had a dream of having legs that were matching sizes so I could, fill out the jean leg or wear tights and things like that. And initially I was really obsessed with the fake skins, the silicone skin, which is pretty cool because it comes with wrinkles and freckles and paintable toenails and all of this sort of great stuff. But a few years down the track, I was actually in the clinic with Stuart and there for a fitting. And on the same day, there was this wonderful young girl called Zoe, who was about 5 at the time. And Zoe was also there for a fitting. And Zoe was really well known for having really bright, colourful legs. And it was always rainbows and stars and her favourite TV characters and whatnot. And this day, everyone was standing around her and she was like holding court. She was 5 years old with all of these grown-ups basically waiting for her to make her announcement about what sort of legs she would like next. And as they all waited with bated breath, she announced, "Dora the Explorer." And I thought, this kid is onto something. This is amazing. And Zoe inspired me. And I went out to the local fabric shop and I picked up a $5 piece of red and white polka dot fabric. And it completely changed my life. I had no idea that $5 could change my life for the better.
So what, you just applied it to the leg, the existing leg, and then decided you'd change it up on a daily basis?
Well, yes and no. So that's my dream now and we're making that come true. But initially what I had was a colourful socket. And what's great about, prosthetic artwork is it's the tattoo you don't have to laser off when you don't like it anymore.
So true.
Because every few years you get a new prosthetic and you can change the flavour of it. And the way the industry is going now is that we can have changeable covers. And I had a particular dream. But at that time it was the one socket. And I remember I used to go into supermarkets, with my expensive fake skin leg and feel really like I matched and I was fancy. And kids would just go, "Hey, look at that lady's fake leg." And I was always so upset that kids just see straight through you. Mm. And then when I started going into supermarkets with my polka dot leg, the kids would, instead of saying something in negative language of like, "What's wrong with her? Look at that difference," in this way that the parents would grab their elbows and say, "Shut up." The kids ended up saying, "Hey, wow, look at that lady's really bright leg," or "That leg matches my dress," or, all different positive things. And parents didn't pull their kids away. They engaged, they asked questions. And I just thought that was really beautiful. And I thought, why don't we all do this? Why don't we all have colourful, bright limbs? Because we're going to stand out anyway. no matter how good we are at covering ourselves up and trying to blend in. So why don't we stand out with some colour and have a different conversation with the community around us instead of pretending that, you know, we are blending in and everything's okay? Because, you know, for some of us, it's not.
Priscilla, we will get to your idea of the interchangeable art covers that are magnificent. We'll find out all about it. But I thought I should bring in prosthetist Stuart Crampton right now. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Miss. How are you?
Good. Now, how long have you been making prosthetic limbs?
25 years, I think, now. So, yeah, I've become the old prosthetist I sort of first met when I started. So.
How do you get into that?
I think, well, it's a university degree, so it's quite niche. So most people I know have either known someone in life before joining the course, or just found it through a friend.
Yeah.
So it's an allied health course, and it's offered down in Melbourne to study. Yeah.
And you've been fitting Priscilla for a while.
Yes, I've known Priscilla for many years now before she moved to Canberra. So. And then recently reconnected with this last leg that I'm talking about today.
That's right. Over the years, though, Priscilla talked of a young girl who wanted Dora the Explorer on her leg, and that was quite revolutionary at the time, which I love. Did you notice that designs were getting more creative, or that people wanted more individuality over time?
It's happened very rapidly, the acceptance of prosthetics, amputations and things like that. We've done through Paralympics and everything. People are very, very now out and proud. It's very rare that we would try and completely disguise a prosthesis. So it is that like discussing tattoos. It's a very much expressing oneself and not being the same and having something different each time, which is, it sort of makes people quite excited to get a new prosthesis rather than apprehensive about discomfort or things like that. So people... It does help us, actually, as prosthetists.
Does it? In what way?
Well, I think we can focus on fit and comfort, but that form and appearance is probably as big a function for a lot of our clients. And so if we look at that and we make sure that, one, we get the comfort right, we can actually spend...
Oh, I think we just lost Stuart. We'll grab him back, but I'll talk to you, Priscilla. Okay. Tell us about the idea that you had about these interchangeable covers and the beautiful things that you've managed to be able to put on them.
Oh, no. Okay. Initially what I was doing was buying fabric from the average, material shop up the road. And then I started to get a little bit more creative with the sorts of fabric that I would use. So basically what you can do is take in any piece of fabric to your prosthetist and they can apply it to the leg, and resin goes on the outside, so it makes it a hard socket. And there are certain sorts of fabric that are better. So T-shirts is really popular. So if you have your favourite band shirt, you can turn that into a leg. And I've seen lots of Iron Maiden legs, very, very popular, lots of Eddie and Flames and all sorts of stuff.
I can imagine, yes.
Yep. And also, you know... it's got to be floppy fabric, so you can't have heavy linen or anything like that. And then I started to experiment with things like scarves that I liked. If I see a piece of fabric on anything, a T-shirt, a scarf, not just in a fabric shop, I've been buying it and I have a whole stash. And it was a few years ago that I thought, oh, I need to up the ante on this. So I cold emailed my favourite artist in the entire world, Mark Ryden, who has been described as the godfather of pop surrealism, and he's based in America. And I wrote this dorky email that was like, "Hi, Mark, I'm such a big fan of yours," and blah, 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 and "I would love if I could use your artwork on my prosthetic." And I got this reply. Well, really not. I was actually, in the first instance, really surprised that I got a reply.
And if anyone's not familiar with Mark's work, it's that it's very sort of, it's almost a visual art form of the big-eyed, you know, a current more visual art adaptation of the big-eyed children, isn't it? And kind of it's very dreamlike.
It is. And that with the pop surrealism side, there's these beautiful characters, and his work really looks quite sweet and innocent until you look closer, and it's quite sinister at points, which I quite like. So I got this beautiful response from his agent saying, "Mark's really interested. What do we need to do?" And after I picked myself up off the floor from the shock of getting a reply.
Because, by the way, his work is worth a lot of money as well. So I imagine getting even the copyright to that would be quite a lot of money for him to have offered you. That's brilliant.
I know. He is an incredibly kind person. I'm not sure at what point I said I'm broke and I can't pay. But I'm sure that came up. And but, you know, it was never really about money for either of us. And I basically said, okay, so I would need a JPEG, like a high-res JPEG, and I will print that on Lycra, which is one of the best fabrics to use with making prosthetics. And they went, yeah, cool, just choose a piece. And it was as easy as that. So I don't want to encourage everybody to write to Mark Ryden.
Yes.
Because he's mine.
You'll get sick of that.
But, you know, approach your favourite artist and talk to them about this. And he's a painter, but there are photographs of his work that are turned into prints and whatnot. So for him, it was easy enough. And over the years, I have sent lots of photos of me with the leg, and I work on this prosthetic exhibition. So sometimes there's articles in the paper and I send him a copy. And then sometimes I have these funny stories about, like, the time I thought I was going to be mugged in London, but really the guy just wanted to talk to me about my leg. And so I write these out and send them. And Mark and his equally generous wife, Marion Peck, have basically said that if I keep the photos and stories coming, they'll keep me in artwork for life. So I'm very, very lucky.
Oh, Priscilla, that is brilliant.
Yeah. I do quite like having a Mark Ryden leg because sometimes people walk up to me in the street and say, do you even know what you have on your leg? And I go, yes.
Of course I do.
Yeah, it's quite sweet. He has a lot of big fans out in the world.
How do you feel, Priscilla, when you wear a prosthetic leg that has this artwork that you've chosen? How does it make you feel?
Oh, I feel $1 million. And when somebody says, just a random stranger on the street, I really love your leg, I sort of feel like, you know, that Beyonce gif where she flicks her hair back and she just feels fabulous. That's me. and you could be having the cruddiest day and you're running late and someone at the lights just says that and you go, yeah, my leg is great. So, and this is how I kind of came about with this idea with Stuart, where I've had a mixture of full shape legs. So that's where your leg will match your other existing leg. So it looks like a leg. You could wear tights and you know, blend in and whatnot. But I've also had a pole leg, which is where you have a socket where your stump goes in, and a pylon, like a pole and a foot. And I said, I don't want two legs anymore to have those options. I want a two-in-one leg. And there are lots of amazing companies out there starting to do 3D printed prosthetic covers, which are fantastic. And they're really, really great if you're an above knee amputee. You've got more room to play with and they look fabulous. They're not as great for a below the knee amputee, which I am, and it still wouldn't give me the full shape that I wanted. And apart from looking great, I wanted that to be able to fill out the leg of my jeans or to wear tights or anything like that. And that's where Stuart came in, and I said, I have a dream, and how do we make this happen? And last week in Brisbane, working together, my dream came true, and I now have a pole leg, as I like to nickname it, and a detachable cover that's a hard cover, and it's got the Mark Ryden artwork and it's got resin on it, and I can click it on and off and it's held down by a few screws. So I have the best of both worlds.
You do.
And it's really exciting. And we posted it on social media and the response has been incredible, with amputees and prosthetists from all around the world asking questions, which is very exciting.
So Priscilla, if people want to look at it, where can we find you?
So probably the best place is on Twitter. My handle is Trizgilla, which is a play at everyone spelling my name wrong.
Do you want to spell it for us then?
Yeah, Trizgilla. And after this, I'll pop a post on my exhibition page on Facebook, which is Spare Parts. I'll put up a video as well so people can see how it clicks on and off. And it's very doable. It's not hard and it's no more expensive than the average prosthetic cosmetics that your prosthetic clinic, that was a mouthful, can do. So it's not out of reach for other amputees anywhere.
Great news. Priscilla, it's a wonderful story. Stuart Crampton, you are a prosthetist and we've got you back on the line.
Yep.
How did you feel working on this project with Priscilla? What did you get out of this?
It's special. We do spend a lot of time making legs bright and colourful, meeting people's demands. But then when someone presents you a piece of fabric that essentially is a one-off unique piece of fabric, it puts the pressure on it a bit. But it actually just makes that a little bit more rewarding when you can actually... you can hit that target. So, like, our first goal with Priscilla was making sure that she was comfortable with a new leg. And after that, it was all a bit of fun. So making the cover was really, that was the easy part. It was making the leg fit properly. That was the most important part from my point of view.
Would you encourage others to come to you with their own artworks and be able to attach them to the various designs?
Yeah, absolutely. So it makes our job way more interesting when we can do this. It's living art, basically, so we get to do that just as part of our normal work. It's not too much more effort than doing a leg that's made to look like skin. It's literally just a little bit more rewarding when you see people's expressions or just basically happy that you can do it.
So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Been good.
Well, it's been brilliant to hear about this, and Priscilla, can't wait to see it all online. We can check it out again. What was your address on Twitter again?
Trisgilla, TRISGILLA. And I should also mention Stuart has posted it on his Facebook, which is Leading Edge Prosthetics.
Thank you too for sharing today.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. That's Priscilla Sutton along with Stuart Crampton from Leading Edge Prosthetics.